Today, Republican Party of Iowa leaders announced that they are canceling this year's straw poll, a Republican Party tradition for nearly 40 years. Iowa Public Radio Morning Edition host Clay Masters spoke with Party Chairman Jeff Kaufman this morning about the decision. Here's what Kaufman had to say.
Three basic concerns. Candidates have decided that this is not in their best interest as a campaign strategy. The candidates, we set the table and the candidates weren't coming to supper. And when that happens, you can't break even on an event that typically costs several hundred thousand. Luckily, because of our reforms, we weren't counting on a lot of money for the to be made at this straw poll. And so, because of the strength of our organization after recovering from the last regime's debacle, we actually are setting very, very well in terms of carrying out our caucuses. Probably the main reason is our First in the Nation status. There comes a time, Clay, when passionate advocacy for your event or your fundraiser can turn into trying to force or leverage or publicly bully a candidate into showing up for your event. We can't do that as a First in the Nation state. The next step would have had to have been that. We didn't want to go there because our First in the Nation status is an ocean, and this Iowa straw poll is a postage stamp. So regretfully, we decided that with unanimous vote to cancel the straw poll for 2015.
So will you have any kind of event on August 8th, or the whole event is done at the Expo building there in Boone?
That event is done. We waited for so long, in trying to do everything we could to make this event special. There will not be an event there. Do not rule. We will have a wonderful Reagan dinner in the fall. We will have other events, probably of a smaller venue, and then keep your eyes open for next year. We do have some members on the State Central Committee that are excited about doing something for our Republican nominee, whoever he or she is.
All right, Jeff Kaufman, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Jeff Kaufman, chairman of the Republican Party of Iowa. Here with me now to talk about his comments and the implications of the Ames straw poll being canceled is Stefan Schmidt. You may know him from our Wednesday's Politics Day discussions. He's also a professor of political science at Iowa State University. Hi, Stefan.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon now at this point.
It's afternoon, yeah. Okay.
So, do you agree with Kaufman that, with our First in the Nation status, we were kind of forcing the Ames straw poll before? Do you agree with that comment?
No, look, the straw poll was always a wonderful event. It was a lot of fun. Candidates came. They loved it. People went. The media went. It was never meant to be a predictor of the Iowa caucuses or who would eventually get the nomination. And it deteriorated somewhat when Michelle Bachmann won it last time, although in my view, that was important for the Republicans because Michelle Bachmann came in first in the straw poll and it scared the Republicans because they thought she was not electable. And so they organized very heavily to make sure she didn't do very well in the actual caucuses. So I think what happened was the national news media began to trash the event and beat up on it. Governor Terry Branstad got spooked and said he wanted it canceled. Of course, that didn't happen. The Republican Party decided to go ahead in Iowa with the event. And there was just a lot of confusion and a lot of uncertainty surrounding it right now moving towards that date. And that's why a lot of candidates said that they wouldn't participate.
Specifically, Senator Marco Rubio, former governors Mike Huckabee and Jeb Bush, they said that they would not commit to that date.
And others said they weren't sure if they would go or not. And as you know, Scott Walker, who is the front runner in the Republican field right now in the polls, had not made up his mind. And a lot of people, I talked to a lot of Republican activists at Joni Ernst's event in Boone, the Roast and Ride. I also talked to some at Marco Rubio's event in Ames and Chris Christie's event in Ames yesterday about this. And they thought that, if Scott Walker had stepped up and said, I'm going to participate, I think this is worthwhile, I'm going to put down my money, I want to support the Iowa Republican Party, it could have turned it around. but he didn't. And so the party essentially got very cold feet and decided to, pull the plug on it.
So what do you think this means for the caucuses this year, and specifically, the size of the field? There are just so many potential Republican candidates for president. Having the straw poll impact the caucuses?
You're right that there are a lot of them, and there are more of them that are going to announce in the next few weeks. So the field is going to be huge. It'll probably be, 12 or 15 Republicans. The straw poll itself actually probably only indirectly had an impact in the past on the caucuses. The fact that it has been canceled essentially means there is a lot of, right now, there is a lot of recrimination in the Republican Party. The people who supported the straw poll are absolutely furious that it's been pulled. They blame Governor Branstad and some other Republicans for being essentially opposed to it, and that's not good for the party. You don't want a party in which there are people who are angry at how things have evolved. But as far as the caucuses themselves, I think what will happen now is the candidates will have a lot of additional money that they're not spending on the straw poll to invest in hiring people, in doing other types of events and traveling around the state. And so it could actually strengthen the caucuses by devoting more attention and money to that event and not so much to this precursor.
Do you think this impacts Democrats in any way? How will they respond to the news?
Well, the Democratic Party in Iowa has been pretty dormant since the big defeat last time. They haven't said much about almost anything, and I don't know if they've said much of anything about this event. That's good for the Republicans because, the Democrats could say, geez, the Republicans are so unorganized, they can't even organize a straw poll and decide whether they want to do it or not, and that shows a lack of leadership. Several Republicans I talked to in Boone at this event Joni Ernst rolled out said they were very lucky that the Democratic Party in Iowa has been kind of disorganized because, frankly, if you look today, if you Google straw poll canceled, you're going to find hundreds of stories all over the United States, and including obviously Iowa Public Radio doing this one, in which there is a discussion about what happened, what went wrong, why was this event planned and then not planned and canceled, and does this show some inherent larger weakness in the organization of the Republican Party? And so it's, in a way, canceling the event has also caused bad repercussions because there's this whole criticism and questioning of why it's been stop and start and stop and start. The Democrats probably don't care. They don't have their own event, and they're just very happy that Hillary Clinton is finally coming to Iowa because she's obviously the front runner, and they want to get going with having some candidates debating here and running around the state themselves. So I think in that sense, they don't have another event to compete with. In other words, the straw poll is gone, and so now the media will be able to pay more attention to the Democrats that are coming to Iowa.
Well, we have about a minute left. I'm curious to hear your opinion. This year's straw poll is canceled, but Jeff didn't say anything about the future of it. Do you think that the Ames straw poll is officially dead?
Yes, you can bring flowers to its gravestone because wherever that is, you can send little regret cards saying, I'm sorry you're dead, because I think that that's it. These kinds of events, you can't really rehabilitate them. The Republicans decided that it was not a functional event and it's gone.
Well, Stefan, thanks so much for joining me today.
Great talking with you.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. Stefan Schmidt, he's a professor of political science at Iowa State University.